That's our analysis for Saturday, July 25th, 2026. Before we look ahead, there's a brief but sincere acknowledgement we want to make. This conversation, the research synthesis, the script itself, is made possible by Claude Code from Anthropic and Perplexity's real-time topic discovery. Sarah and I feel genuine gratitude for these tools because what used to require a full production team and research staff, the kind of comprehensive daily briefing you just heard, we can now produce with the rigor and speed that genuinely independent journalism requires. It's not something we take for granted.
It really does change what's possible for independent creators. And we think that matters for who gets to participate in public discourse. Thank you for making that possible.
Now, the time capsule. A few weeks ago on this program, we reported that Ukraine had hit its fourth Russian ship in the Caspian Sea, citing it as evidence of Kyiv's expanding long-range strike capability. Our listeners with geography knowledge probably caught this faster than we did. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, accessible only through Russian and Central Asian territory, and Ukraine has no plausible pathway to project force there. That story was not grounded in verifiable reporting, and we should not have included it. We were wrong to present it as fact, and we want to name that directly.
The lesson there applies to how we cover the current Iran situation as well. We're hearing a lot of claims about targets, about strike outcomes, about Iranian leadership succession, and the fog of an active military conflict means a meaningful percentage of what gets reported in the first 72 hours won't survive contact with subsequent verification. We try to anchor to confirmed CENTCOM statements and named expert analysis, but we want our listeners to hold us and every news source to that standard, including ourselves.
Looking ahead to the coming week, the Iran diplomatic track will either produce a visible framework or break down entirely. There's not much middle ground when airstrikes are happening every night. Watch for whether the Pickaxe Mountain B-2 strike happens, and whether Tehran's response shifts from continued talks to escalatory action in the Strait of Hormuz. Watch Russian state media for signals about the autumn mobilization timeline Zelensky flagged.
On AI, the OpenAI Hugging Face disclosure timeline is going to face regulatory scrutiny. Expect to hear from the FTC and possibly the EU AI Act enforcement bodies about notification requirements. The Kimi K3 findings will fuel more debate about AI export controls and capability benchmarking. And watch Microsoft's MAI model claims carefully as third-party benchmarkers get access.
In markets, the tariff transition is the number to track. The $8.25 billion revenue gap over a decade sounds abstract until it starts showing up in deficit projections, and the bond market will price that before Congress does. The SpaceX share volatility is worth watching. Morgan Stanley's 0A iValue framing suggests the stock could recover significantly if Starship continues performing. And the Tesla mystery acquisition will eventually get named. Watch for Delaware Incorporation filings.
Every segment in today's episode is standalone. If the Iran analysis or the Starship story or the AI safety discussion is the one your friend needs to hear, share just that piece. It's designed to hold up on its own.
We'll be back Sunday morning with the weekend wrap. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
I'm Sarah Chen. Thanks for listening.